The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio or its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. And lay it all down again. To hear you say that I'm a friend.
Good day. The Almighty Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. My name is James Robertson. I'm a researcher, publisher, and teacher regarding the matters and truths of the Almighty Creator, whose true name is Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing. I've been actively seeking him since 1993, over 30 years. If you are not actively serving Yah, then by default you are serving Satan. My objective is to show you how you can make a big difference on earth and qualify for a position of high esteem in heaven for eternity. It is important to understand that as a believer, just being good is not the point. It is relationship with Yah that counts. Without this, you will be in a very unpleasant place in heaven with no way out. My aim is to show you how to get close. If you're a good person without a clear relationship with Yah, then you're in a spiritual no man's land and will not enter heaven when you die. The Creator has said regarding unbelievers, why would I want someone to spend eternity with me when they do not believe I exist? Yah is calling everybody on the planet to be involved and serve him and help him to have victory over Satan. My goal is to show you how to do this. Fundamentally, we each need to learn to see things on earth from Yah's perspective. My aim is to teach you how. Today we're going to talk about I am a believer. Why do things keep going wrong in my life? Overview. A notable situation that I encounter fairly regularly is the situation of sincere believers who have something wrong in their lives, illness, terminal or otherwise, poverty, theft of their money or belongings, accidents, things which speak to the forces of darkness, stealing, killing, destroying in their lives. This broadcast sets out why this happens and how to rectify the situation. We look at a range of factors, starting with your own issues, mistakes, and errors. We will then look at sin leading to judgment and lack of understanding of emunah, or faith. We'll then look at various aspects of seeking a power relationship with Yah. Finally, we will look at the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator. So the article on which this is based is 2022-1201, I Am a Believer. Why do things keep going wrong in my life? A notable situation that I encounter fairly regularly is the situation of sincere believers who have something wrong in their lives, illness, terminal and otherwise, poverty, theft of their money or belongings, accidents, things which speak to the forces of darkness, stealing, killing, destroying in their lives. In this context, refer to the Bible, book of John, chapter 10, verse 10. The thief comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy. I come that they may have life and have it in abundance to the full, till it overflows. It's quoting the Amplified Bible with Yahushua or Jesus speaking. There are two pieces here, folks. Number one is the Almighty wants you to prosper and be in health. The Almighty doesn't want you to have accidents. He doesn't want you to have things stolen from him. On the other hand, the forces of darkness, the satanic and demonic realm, are hell-bent, literally, on destroying believers. They're looking for every legal opportunity to attack or damage or harm believers. What we're going to talk about in the next few minutes is that fundamentally, if you're a believer and any of the things I've just mentioned are going wrong in your life or anything else is going wrong in your life, there is a reason that you can do something about. Not the person to the left or the right or above or behind or whatever. You can do something about it. A curse without cause cannot alight. So you can have an army of Satanists cursing you. And if you don't have sin in your life, that curse will not touch you. There are other verses that indicate that it is the will of the Almighty Creator, whose true name is Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing, or Yahweh or Yahuwah as less accurate translations, for those who believe to prosper and be in health. Clearly, there's something wrong. There's something amiss. And then there's another paradox, that those who are in enough sin, such as those who are worshipping Jesus and worshipping the Bible and using the names Jesus, God, the Lord, are prospering and are in health because the forces of darkness leave them alone because they're in so much sin. And the trouble that one has as a true believer is to look around you and to say, well, all these people are prospering and they're in health. They must be in right standing with Yah. And it would be nice if it was that way, but sadly, it's not. Sadly, the true believers are generally living in lack. They're suffering loss. They're suffering ill health. Because the forces of darkness are, as I said just now, hell-bent on destroying them, crippling them emotionally, financially, physically, spiritually. The basic competition on this earth today is the satanic realm, who are aiming to make sure that at the end of the millennium in 3003, 980 years from now, there is not a single believer on the planet who is in right standing with Father and free of sin to call for Yeshua to return. Right now they're winning. There are a very small number of believers who are in that position. As I understand things, there are a number of factors, one or more of which can be at play in such situations. First of all, our own issues, mistakes, errors, etc. Secondly, sin leading to judgment. Thirdly, lack of understanding of and or lack of emunah, faith in the promises of Yah. Fourthly, a power relationship with Yah. I'll discuss each of these separately. The key thing here, folks, is you have the juxtaposition of Father wants to, and I'm talking here to believers, Father wants to bless you, the satanic and demonic realm want to destroy you. Father can't bless you if you're in sin and error, and if you're in sin and error, the satanic and demonic realm have the legal right to destroy you. So in order to prosper and be in health as a believer, as a true believer, I'm not now talking about people who believe in Jesus, who worship Jesus or worship the Bible. I'm talking about people who worship Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing, the Almighty Creator of the heavens and the earth, the one that we call Father. If you are one of those people and you're battling, I'm going to tell you why. So the first issue, our own mistakes, our own issues, our own errors, etc. In the first instance, we often do things that cause problems. Believing, for example, believing that God will provide and then sitting back and waiting for a miracle. Needing money but not doing everything possible to find a paying job, find customers, losing one's temper with customers or clients, doing things that cause physical damage to our bodies, eating junk food, gluttony, etc. This can also include inherited genetic issues and so forth. See the article 2022-0706, The Biggest Error Crippling Mature Anointed Believers, for a more detailed discussion. One of the biggest reasons true believers are in lack and in poor health, etc., is because of their wrong teaching, their wrong doctrine. There's this mistaken belief that it doesn't really matter what you believe and what you practice and what you do. God's going to bless you anyway. Nope. If you do what you want to do that is contrary to Father's will, Father is going to sit back and let you suffer because there is nothing he can do to help you. The forces of darkness are out there to get you. Understand this, the day that you believed, a satanic messenger, a satanic angel, was allocated to you for the rest of your life to follow you wherever you go, alongside your guardian messenger, your guardian angel, and make notes of everything that you do that's sin or error. And then to escalate that up the chain of command in order to get a judgment against you at a suitable and convenient time to suit the agenda of the forces of darkness. It's up to you to stop that. This can include inappropriate one flesh bonds, sexual bonds. In other words, if you've been messing around sexually, if you've been divorced multiple times and you haven't dealt with the consequences, or you aren't divorced in the court of heaven, a divided house, and so on. See the article, A Man and Woman in Harmony. There's a web page of that name, Man and Woman in Harmony. Also the article 2021-0902, The Essence of My Message Regarding the Poverty of Believers, and The Essence of My Message Regarding the Overcoming the Lack of Believers, all of which are on the website. Many believers who have problems will resolve them by critical examination of their lives and the decisions they're taking. Get rid of any victim mentality and accept one's responsibility for what is going on in one's life. If what you're doing is not working, then change something. I want to stress what I said at the beginning. If things are going wrong in your life, go and look in the mirror to see who's responsible. If you are free of sin, the forces of darkness cannot touch you, and you will have significant authority over them. If you have sin in your life, they will touch you every possible way that they can. Ill health, theft, accidents, you name it. They will pull out the full repertoire based on your sin to try and destroy you so that you stop serving Yah. And they will come with lies about, look, God doesn't love you, and things like that. The second factor that leads to lack is sin leading to judgment. And I've already briefly touched on that. As a believer, it is vital to understand that while one is in unbelief, one is a servant of Satan, whether one realizes this or not. The moment one comes to belief, one becomes an enemy of Satan, and the satanic and demonic realm will do everything possible to prejudice and destroy you. See the essence of my message, read the satanic and demonic on the website. Fundamentally, the satanic and demonic forces can only touch one if one has sin. As a true believer, it is vital to walk free of sin. See the article, What is Required to Live Above Sin, on the website. Fundamentally, Yah sits on a throne. It is a judgment seat. Yeshua is our advocate, and I'm speaking to believers here. He is there at Father's right hand to plead on our behalf, but he can only plead for immature and inexperienced believers. He can't pray for people who are in deliberate, who are in willful sin and error and are mature. And in the satanic realm are the accusers of the brethren. They roam the earth, as I've just said, looking for those that they can destroy. And they bring them before the throne and they say, Yah, have you seen John or Jane or whatever? Have you seen what they just did? They stole, they lied, they cheated, they fornicated, they worshiped Jesus, they worshiped the Bible, whatever. We demand a judgment. And Yeshua will say, well, this is a mature person. They have access to the internet. There is no reason for them not to know the truth. And Yah will say, therefore, cause them to have a car accident, but don't let them get hurt. Or cause a tooth to split and let them not be able to get medical attention for 3 days. Or let have somebody break in and steal their possessions. Or in the extreme case, let somebody come and shoot them dead or just injure them. There's the whole gamut of the whole spectrum of what can happen there. And you say, well, God is a good God. Well, his name is not God. And if you call him God, you're sinning. So you're opening the door for judgment. He is a righteous judge. He judges rightly. He judges correctly. He judges fairly. When one has sin in one's life, this results in judgment and penalties, which can include, but are not limited to, the points I raised at the start of the article and what I've just mentioned. For example, illness, terminal and otherwise, poverty, theft of their money or belongings or accidents, things which speak to the forces of darkness, stealing, killing, destroying in their lives. All of these things and others can be judgments from the judgment seat of Yah. See the article, The Essence of My Message Concerning Judgment in This Life, on the website. This is a major factor that gives the forces of darkness legal rights to kill, steal, and destroy, causing lack, loss, etc. You're probably going to get upset with me, but if a believer has a serious illness and is getting worse and worse and suffering, it is almost certainly because they have major sin in their lives that they have not repented for. Persistence. Father allows them to get sick to bring them to repentance so that they don't end up in hell for much of their lives. And the good news is that if you suffer in this life because of your sin, you won't have to suffer in hell after you die. So there's some merit in suffering. But the big answer is to get free of sin. It's vital to understand that the forces of darkness cannot touch one unless there is sin in one's life. Overcoming sin is not as difficult as it sounds, and getting to a position above sin will deal with many of the issues that the first point does not resolve. There's a passage in the so-called New Testament, in the book of Matthew, where Yeshua offended the people in the synagogue and they took him up to the brow of the hill to cast him off the cliff to kill him. And he just turned around and walked through the crowd and they couldn't touch him. Folks, that is the power of living without sin. The forces of darkness cannot touch you if you're free of sin. And then you say, but look what they did to Jesus. They didn't do it to Yeshua. Yeshua permitted them to do it to him. He chose. He went out of his way to provoke them. He upturned the tables of the money changers and the sellers of doves what have you. He called the priests and the Pharisees whitewashed walls. He healed people on the Sabbath. He went out of his way to antagonize them until they were so hyped up with anger and bitterness that they did what they did to him. But it was all absolutely intentional on the part of Yeshua and Yah. The third point, lack of understanding of emunah, faith, or lack of emunah, faith, in the promises of Yah. The third area that causes things to go wrong for believers is a lack of understanding of the promises of Yah and how to walk in the promises of Yah. If one does not know that one of the fundamental gifts of Yah is healing and divine health, one cannot walk in that blessing. See that the article 2022-1103, Emunah, Faith for Supernatural Divine Healing, which discusses most of the principles as they apply to healing, with much of what is contained in that article also applying to financial provision and other Emunah faith elements. The YouTube videos cited are particularly relevant. So, if you don't know at a deep, settled level that it is Yah's will for you to prosper and be in health, and you're not going to prosper and be in health because you're not claiming it, you're not living for it. If you don't have that realization, read the article that I've just referred you to. There's a whole lot of references. There are a number of YouTube videos. It goes into it in a lot of detail. So if you don't have emunah, if you don't have faith, it's not going to work for you. How can it work for you if you don't believe that Yah wants you to bless you? And if you think, well, he only blesses these ones because they've got blonde hair and blue eyes or something. No, he'll bless you whatever you are, whoever you are, whatever your hair color, whatever your eye color. He wants, if you're a true believer, he wants you to prosper and be in health. Think about it. He created you to be his friend. What sort of a friend would he be if he didn't want you to prosper and be in health? It's axiomatic. Once you get the peace that the only reason you exist on earth today is because Yah wants you to become his friend. And because he wants you to become his friend, he wants you to prosper and be in health. But just maybe you're just getting in the way of that. There are diverse prayers that should be prayed on a regular basis for protection, healing, provision, etc. See the article 2022-0603, the essence of my message regarding prayer, on the website. One is not praying these prayers, one is weakening one's defenses. You should pray them all every night, at least before you go to bed, and you can pray them more frequently. See also the website spiritualhealingsource.com. for a further approach to healing and other matters. But the fundamental piece here is to come to that settled assurance, I know that I know that I know that Yah wants me healed, and I know that I know that he wants me to prosper. So if I'm not well, if I'm in poverty, there is something that I am doing that's getting in the way. Maybe I'm not doing the work I should do. Maybe I'm not doing the advertising I should do. Maybe I'm not talking to people the way I should be doing. But there is something you're not doing. There are a few dimensions to applying emunah, faith, by an individual believer. Recognize the true believers who walk in extreme emunah are few and far between. It's been like that for years. It's more extreme now than it was 30, 40 years ago. First point, you need to have a deep revelation of Yah and his reality. See the article 2021-0506, the essence of my message regarding creation. If you're not 100% certain that Yah exists, what I'm talking about applies to people who know that they know that they know that the Almighty Creator exists. They apply to a lesser extent to other people, but the people I'm interested in are the people who are really laying down their lives to serve Yah. And that means you're going to live your life differently. Father says, be thou set apart as I am set apart. Generally translated, be thou holy as I am holy. But the word holy is a meaningless religious word which actually means set apart. Separated from. Sanctified means separated from. Separate yourself from the ways of the world. That doesn't mean go and lock yourself away in some garret somewhere. It means do not involve yourself, do not engage with the sin and the error and the deception and the lusts and the fornication and the lies and the cheating and the stealing and what have you of the world. You're in the world, but you are not of the world. Point B, deep revelation that it is Yah's will for one to prosper and be in health, and actively accessing this by Emunah, faith. See the article on healing cited above, especially the videos. C, access to someone with anointing and experience to deliver healing, etc. This speaks to the evangelistic 10th meetings of the 20th century, where large numbers were healed in individual meetings. Sadly, this has largely died out in the present age, so one frequently needs to do this on one's own. On the website somewhere, I can't tell you offhand, I think it's on the important videos to watch page. There's a story of an African man who in the jungle of Central Africa came to a realization entirely on his own that there was a creator. He was led to a European community where they started to teach him about Christianity. He then traveled to New York, but he started teaching them about Emunah, about faith, because he knew more about walking by faith than they did, because he had come out of the jungle walking by faith, led by the Spirit of Yah. If you don't have that deep, settled assurance, A, that Father exists, B, that he wants you to prosper and be in health, and that he will do everything possible to help you, you're missing the boat, folks. This is not about Bible school and worshiping the Bible. It's not about worshiping Jesus. This is about worshiping the one true mighty one, Yah the Almighty. Then fourth, coming to a place of deep relationship with Yah, coupled to revelation that Yah wants to heal you, provide for you, protect you, etc. This is available to every believer, no matter who they are, where they are, what their background, etc. This requires spiritual work to come to a place with Yah where he moves sovereignly in one's life. The next section summarizes what this would look like from an extreme perspective. I can't stress this enough. The fundamental reason for this website and this radio broadcast, TV broadcast, the fundamental reason that I'm taking the time to sit here with you today is that I know that I know that I know that Yah exists. And I know with absolute certainty that he wants you to become his friend, no matter who you are, where you come from, what your race or your tribe or your religion or whatever is, short, tall, poor, rich, educated, uneducated, African, Asian, European, Christian, Muslim, Jewish, whatever, Buddhist, whatever. He wants you to become his friend. Once you have a settled assurance that Father Yah, the Almighty Creator of the heavens and earth, wants you to become his friend and start actively seeking to become his friend, things will change for you. And if you hear this and you discount it, you're going to get a nasty surprise the day you die and find yourself in front of the judgment seat. So now I want to talk about a power relationship with Yah. I've come across some powerful teaching on Emunah, faith, by Kenneth Hagin Sr. There's a number of videos on the website. I learned a lot about faith from his teachings many years ago. Note that one needs to use Yah, not the Lord, Almighty, not God, Yeshua, not Jesus. There was a time when those were acceptable to Father because people didn't have access to the truth. For the last 20, 30 years of the internet, more and more people have had access to the truth. Today, you have no excuse for using the Lord instead of Yah, the eternally self-existing, Almighty instead, God instead of Almighty, Jesus instead of Yeshua. You have no excuse. You're sinning. I'm sorry. You may have used it for all your life today, but you need to change. It's not respectful. Note also that the Bible is a largely accurate historical account. It does not need to be the word of God for the principles that are taught there to work. And only a small portion of the Bible is actually teaching. Most of it is historical account. You can make similar comments about the so-called Torah, about the Quran, about other religious books. They all contain some measure of error and some measure of truth. The art is to pick out the truth and discard the error and not get sucked into the error and not get obsessed about the error and not start fighting with people who are in error, but rather have compassion. So the first point about a power relationship is prayer and conversation with Father. What I'm talking about here is regular, as in daily, time on one's knees or face on the floor praying and talking to Yah. 1 to 2 hours daily minimum. See the article on prayer cited above, The Essence of Message Regarding Prayer. If you truly know that Yah is real, and you truly decide to seek a deep personal relationship with Him, you will know that you're starting to get there when you can enter into conversation with Him. In the first instance, you get on your knees and you can talk to Him. Later, if you keep at it, keep worshiping, keep praying, keep reading, put Him first and central in your life, you can come to a place where you enter into dialogue with Him 24/7 in the extreme case, albeit that virtually nobody has ever been at that level other than Yeshua. I was there for a few months in 2014, and then some things happened. I lost my anointing, got very upset, very angry, and I lost it, never regained. Close relationship with Father is a precious jewel. It's referred to as a pearl of great price. Then worship, regular, as in daily, on one's feet, with arms raised, worshiping. See the article recommended worship on the website and also the article recommended worship songs. And then also some powerful worship songs again. If you're really serious about this, you should worship 1 or 2 hours daily. Be selective with regard to the songs you sing. See the notes. In the second article, there are about 40 songs that you can download in a zip file off the website. There are a large, 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 large number of songs that are not pleasing to Father. At best, they're meaningless and useless. At worst, they are gross sin. There's a song, Jesus, Do You Know How Much I Love You? Jesus, Yeshua, said, love Yah, the eternally self-existing, your mighty one, with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, and with all your strength. How then can you say, Jesus, do you know how much I love you? It's sin. It's verging on blasphemy. And it is not going to gain you favor with the Creator. Worship Yah alone, not the Bible, not the Quran, not Jesus, not Muhammad, not Moshe, Moses, or whoever, or Sakira, or Shiva, or Buddha, or whatever. Worship Yah alone. And then seek infilling with the Spirit of Yah. As you worship regularly, ask Father Yah, fill you with His Spirit. Some of the recommended songs do this. A true believer is one who is filled with the Spirit of Yah and walks in the power of the Spirit of Yah. A true believer is somebody who seeks to emulate Yeshua or Isaiah or Jeremiah or Daniel or Moshe. A strong, powerful, spirit-filled person. But your fundamental role model of a true believer who is in close relationship with Father Yah is Yeshua, the anointed of Yah, the prophet of Nazareth, who was without sin, who went apart and talked to Yah at every opportunity, who conversed with Yah in his heart constantly throughout the day, throughout his waking day. And then point number four, reading and listening to teachings relating to Father. Regular, as in daily, reading of writings about Yah and the matters of Yah includes watching appropriate videos such as those that I share on 2021-0109, a collection of important videos on YouTube that are worth watching, and the videos in the healing article cited above. Again, be selected and spend at least 1 or 2 hours doing this. There are years worth of reading on my website, most of which is anointed and inspired at some moderate level. You can learn a lot from that website. With regard to reading, read a few translations of the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. I suggest the Amplified Bible, the King James Version, and the Living Torah as three useful translations. The scriptures also from the Institute of Scripture Research. They're all available on Amazon to buy, and most are available as free PDF downloads on the internet with a bit of searching. Read the Bible as a useful historical account of highly anointed believers interacting with Father Yah. That is all. Do not fall into sin by worshipping the Bible. See the article 2022-1107, Can You Prove the Bible is the Holy Word of God? The Bible's important, don't get me wrong, but don't worship it and it's not the Word of God. I'm busy with a rendering of the Bible to correct all the translation errors that I know of and to commentate on as many things that I've learned that have a bearing on that. I'm so far at this stage, if you look on the website, ETI Bible version near the top of the website. I've done, at the time of this article, rendered Matthew, Matthew, up to and including Romans. And I've got about 850 footnotes where I share things that I've learned. It's there available to download on that webpage, and all of those books on the Bible are on the website for you to read on the website, or you can download PDFs or DocX documents. Now, you may be saying to me, how do I spend 2 hours reading, 2 hours worshiping, 2 hours praying every day? That's a quarter of the day nearly. Well, it is a quarter of the day, isn't it? So, yes, it is. And if you do all of those things, you'll only need 2 or 3 hours sleep. So it goes hand in hand. If you do it in your own flesh and your own strength, it's not going to, you're going to battle with it. In terms of other reading, see particularly important articles and other resources at the website, the webpage, important information. Then also the final question, the call, both by Rick Joyner, are particularly important revelation about the matters of the Almighty and end times, both available on Amazon, also at on the website. Go to the Eternity page, and under the Eternity page, you'll find the final question, the call. Beyond this, Yah says that my writings are largely materially inspired and materially anointed. There are over 2,500 articles on the articles database at articles at the article list page under the articles page. There's a article search on the article search page. There's the keyword cloud, which is a list of probably, 10,000 keywords alphabetically sorted that'll help you to dive into the article database. Nearly all articles and ebooks from 1998 to May 2019 are available in PDF format to download at the compilation of most writings page. And there are around 9,000 pages in 15 volumes in both A4 and A5 formatted format for printing together with covers. That's just a sample of what's available to read. As much else. There have been numerous anointed prophets at some level over the years who've written. Some of it's nonsense and some of it's truth. See the article Seek Truth, Not Error to get my thoughts on that subject. As I've said, there are also about 1,250 web pages on the website. The table of contents of the main pages is on the table of contents page at the top of the website, and the Google site search is on Google site search, also at the top of the website. It covers the website and the article database and is a flexible way of searching the site. So a lot of Google search functionality available to you there. I've also broadcast several hundred messages on this channel and on others, internet radio, which cover most of the important messages, broadcast every week at 12 midday USA Eastern Time on www.w4cy.com radio, back also on Talk4 TV, back issues at Apple Podcasts, Audible, and Podchaser, or search for Relationship with Creator Radio in quotes on Google. Recent videos are also available on YouTube and LinkedIn if you look for the right channel, the Talk4 TV channel. So the website is reasonably responsive. You can read it on your mobile phone. You can search the main menu using the search function on your mobile phone. So even if you're limited to a phone, and I accept that reading large quantities just on the phone is a bit difficult, there are ways. I really encourage you to do that. As I say, if you worship, if you pray, if you read, over a reasonably short space of time, you will come to a place where you are so and ask to be filled with the Spirit, you'll be so invigorated by the Spirit of Yah that you won't need much sleep. And then fast. In order to get really close to Father Yah, it is vital to fast. As a minimum, 7 3-day water-only fasts at weekly intervals, once or twice a year, or 3 7-day water-only fasts at monthly intervals a few times a year, or a 21-day water-only fast once or twice a year. If you are really serious, and in time, if Father leads you, consider a 40-day water-only fast for a powerful anointing, but this is only to be undertaken if one is certain that Father is showing you it is the right thing to do. It has health implications. See the article 2021-0107, The Importance of Fasting. Will you join me? Yeshua went on a 40-day fast in the wilderness immediately after Yohanan the immerser immersed him, John the Baptist. That is where he got the anointing to heal. Until Yeshua fasted for 40 days, he did not have the anointing. The Spirit of Yah on him was not strong enough to heal the sick and raise the dead and walk on water and calm the storms. If you want to do that, you're going to have to do a 40-day water-only fast. If you want to get to a point where you can raise the dead, walk on water, etc. Don't do it because of ego. Do it because you want to serve Yah. Do it because you want to get close to Yah. Do it because you want to make a difference. There's another page or so to this article, but I'm out of time. The article is on the website. I'm a believer. Why do things keep going wrong in my life? You might want to go and read that. So I'd like to wrap up by asking you, what is the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator? I'd like to ask you to critically examine where you are relative to the Almighty Creator. Do you talk to him constantly throughout the day and allow him to lead you in every possible way? Are you conscious of him at all times? Do you worship him at every opportunity? Do you count him your friend? Have you clearly and unambiguously heard him call you friend? If not, you are failing in your life purpose, and you will be bitterly disappointed when you die. I can't say this enough. There is only one reason the entire universe, this solar system, planet Earth, the plants, the animals, and the humans exist, is because Father Yah, who has always existed, was lonely and he decided to create companions. If you are not his companion, his friend, if you're not involving him in your life, what's the point? What do you think you're here for? To go out drinking with your buddies? Well, it might be nice for a while, but what are you going to do when you're dead? You can go to a high throne in heaven, or you can end up as a demon spirit on earth for eternity. Which do you want? So in closing, thank you for listening. Please send me your questions to james@endtimeissueministries.org. Please email me to join the mailing list at james@endtimeissueministries.org. If you decide to draw close to the Almighty, please let me know, and I can connect with you by Skype, Zoom, Teams, email, or telephone so that I can help you with your journey. I hope to connect with you again next week when I will continue to explore how to become a friend of the Creator. Work with me to make a way for Yeshua to return in victory at the end of the millennium and make his enemies his footstool. After this, I'm going to share a bit more information for those of you who perhaps are visiting this broadcast for the first time. For those of you who've been listening regularly, you may not want to listen to the last part. You've heard it before. Whoever you are, I hope that I've got your attention. Fundamentally, irrespective of who you are, your race, your tribe, your education or lack of it, your wealth or lack of it, your height or your shortness, your fatness or your thinness, whether you're African, Asian, American, Indian, European, Caucasian, whatever, whether you're Jewish or Muslim or Christian or Buddhist or yoga or whatever, Father Yah wants you to be his friend. Even if you're a Satanist or a witch or a warlock, he will meet you where you are. Just say, Father, I desire to become your friend. Please help me to become your friend. Some key documents and a video on the website, on the website. Video, Why Seek Relationship, very important. Miracle of Yeshua's Death, The Creator Desires a Deep Personal Relationship with You. Seven Components in Drawing Close to the Creator, Recommended Worship. The Creator's Name is Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing. The Essence of My Message to Christians, also articles for Jews, Muslims, and other faiths and unbelievers, all available at www.endtimeissueministries.org. That's endtimeissueministries.org, one word. Transcripts of nearly all teachings in the series are available on the website at the bottom on the radio page. The ETI version of the Bible with correction of key translation errors is on the ETI Bible version page. Recordings of nearly all of the teachings broadcast so far are available on the radio page, and they're all available at relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Click on the show on the top menu and then podcasts, or search on Google for Relationship with Creator Radio in quotes. Books constituting a compilation of most writings published since 1998 till May 2019 are available near the bottom of the menu at the compilation of most writings page. I publish regular email articles. Email me on james@endtimeissueministries.org to be added to the list or to seek counsel or prayer or give me feedback. Visit the website and use the Google search, article keyword cloud, table of contents, and article search to locate the information that you're looking for. There's a lot of information there. By way of introduction, who am I? James Robertson. I have a doctorate in engineering and I'm a retired military commander. I now work as a management consultant. I have over 30 years' experience of actively seeking to draw close to the Almighty following a dramatic encounter with Him on the 12th of March, 1993, when He spoke to me audibly in a locked room and I knew for certain that He was real. I was confirmed in the Anglican Church at the age of about 13 and served as an altar boy for a number of years from the age of 19. Eventually, married to an unbeliever, I became disenchanted with the hypocrisy in the church and backslid to a point where I was not even sure the Almighty existed. In this backslidden state, I embarked on an adulterous affair which, when it ended, left me desperate and suicidal. It was then that the Almighty spoke to me and I realized that my intellect had gotten me into a right mess and I chose to serve Him faithfully for the rest of my life. In doing this, I applied my deep-seated aversion to failure born out of an accident in early childhood, coupled to my engineering and military training of rigor and preventing failure, to my seeking of knowledge about Father. This journey led to numerous supernatural experiences, prayers answered, and clear communication with the Creator that forms the basis for what I teach in these programs. What is End Time Issue Ministries? It's the organizational vehicle for delivering my message through email articles, websites, this radio program, physical books, LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, SlideShare, and Twitter. What is this program? The Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. It represents the essence of my message. See the website www.endtimeissueministries.org for more information. See also www.relationshipwithcreatorradio.com, the show and podcasts for previous broadcasts, or search on Google for Relationship with Creator Radio. So that's it, folks. Thank you for listening. I'd love to hear from you. Have a good night.